This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So now that President Trump has signed executive orders to move forward with the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline and the Dakota Access pipeline, I'm announcing free laboratory testing of water supplies for the Native American communities that might be affected by either one of those pipelines. My name is Mike Adams, a health ranger, and you may not know, or you may, that I'm also Native American. So some of my ancestors are, you know, pure Indian. In fact, I'm a descendant, believe it or not, of the actual Pocahontas. That's not even a joke. It's a funny thing. But I'm about 10% Native American is what my family members tell me based on their research. So it's a little bit from one side of the family and a lot more from 8% from the other side of the family. So I'm Native American, but I also believe in America and America's economy, and I also believe in energy independence. So I'm happy that Trump is taking some steps to boost America's energy independence, because the cost of having to buy oil from places like Saudi Arabia, which is an anti-woman, anti-human rights, anti-gay, dictatorial tyranny, why should we buy oil from them? Or why should we buy from Venezuela, another failed socialist dictator state, or other regimes all around the world, really? Why should we buy oil from those tyrants when we can buy oil here in North America and just move it around? But of course, we have to be able to move it around safely in a way that protects the environment and protects especially the Native American communities and lands and water supplies in particular. And so that's why I'm stepping forward right now and saying, let's donate the lab testing time and instrumentation and everything in order to test for free these Native American waters. Now, I'm the director of CWCLabs.com. It's a lab that I founded and built from the ground up. It's an internationally accredited laboratory, accredited by ISO. It's the gold standard of laboratory accreditation. And we do heavy metals analysis. I'm the author of a book called Food Forensics, the number one science best-selling book on Amazon for a while there. And I run mass spec instrumentation, so we can detect both elements, you know, like lead, cadmium, zinc, and so on. And also we can detect intact molecules using a different mass spec setup. So we can detect fracking chemicals, we can detect chemical solvents, we can detect pesticide residues and things like that. There are literally hundreds of thousands of different chemicals that we can detect. And water is the easiest thing to test, by the way. It's hard to test food. It's hard to test smoothies. It's hard to test soil. It's hard to test leaves, but it's easy to test water because that's the form you really want it in. Most of these tests rely on some form of liquid. And so, in fact, in front of one of the mass spec instruments that I run, which is a time of flight system, there's a liquid chromatography front end. That's why it's called LC-MS-TOF, liquid chromatography mass spectrometry time of flight system. And so we test for lots of different things, and I want to make that available to the Native American communities across America for two reasons. Number one, if the pipelines are doing a good job and not spilling into their systems, I don't want pipelines to be unfairly blamed for contamination that isn't their fault. And on the other side, if the pipelines are spilling, I don't want that to be covered up. And I want the Native American communities to know the truth that they are being contaminated by the pipelines. So I'm truly independent on this. I want to show the science, let the science speak for itself, and protect Native American communities, but also protect the reputation of the pipeline if it's not causing a problem. I just want accuracy in this entire debate, because I'm not coming at this from an emotional knee-jerk reaction like a lot of people who just say oil is bad, and then they drive around in their cars burning oil, and they eat food that's been transported from South America using oil. You know, all these people who are juicing carrots and celery and parsley in the winter in North America. Where do you think that food comes from, folks? It's not all California. A lot of it comes from, you know, South American countries like Peru or Chile or Bolivia or Colombia, you name it. How do you think it gets here? Road miles, folks. Road miles burning oil. A lot of people are kind of delusional when it comes to oil. Now, by the way, in the long term, I just want to be on the record. I think that free energy technology has been suppressed. And I think that there are solutions right now for the distributed home-based energy production where we don't need to burn coal, really. And people could be a lot more energy independent. Even just solar right now is so affordable that could really work for a lot of people in many ways. But the sticking point is battery technology. Battery technology is horrific. And so if you have solar during the day, what do you do at night? You have to have a massive battery bank, which can cost more than the entire house in many cases. So that's not really viable. And for vehicles too. I know there's a Prius out there, but there is no battery-powered 18-wheeler rig tractor trailer that can haul cargo down the highway on batteries alone. Doesn't exist. I know that I think Chrysler or somebody's been experimenting with a tractor trailer that's battery-powered, but the demos that I've seen, it's hauling no cargo. It's just the rig, and it doesn't go that far because it's very energy-intensive to haul cargo. And the same thing with tractors. How do you think your food gets produced on a farm, whether you're talking about corn, even organic corn, or wheat, or you know, soy, or what have you? It's all mechanized agriculture. Tractors run on diesel. Why don't tractors run on batteries? Because they require way too much energy density. I know, because I own John Deere tractors. More than one. And a small one and a big one. And you can't even imagine how much power they need to do their jobs. I think I've got a tractor that the PTO power on it is about 100 horsepower. You're not going to get that out of batteries. You know, a Prius isn't that powerful. Even a Prius has a combustion engine in it, by the way. So it's not an all-electric vehicle anyway. So a lot of people need some reality checks when it comes to energy. Right now, our economy still runs on oil and coal. And while we want to get off of that in the long term, right now, based on the technology that is readily available, we still need those energy sources. So strategically, we need to make sure that we're getting those energy sources domestically as much as possible. So we're not dependent on foreign enemies of America. We don't have to send soldiers over there to fight and die to try to protect oil fields, which is mostly what the first Gulf War was all about, by the way. I'd rather have a pipeline in America than have a war in the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep our soldiers home if we can, and let's just develop energy here, but let's be safe about it. Let's protect the environment. Let's not drill underneath, like run pipelines underneath lakes if we can avoid it. Find other places to cross the river. You know, let's not contaminate Native American lands just because they're Native American. You know, sadly, the Native American people have been dumped on from the time that, you know, America was colonized. And that's all wrong. We've got to respect their livelihoods and their lands and their waters. I should be saying our, since I'm also Native American, so our water, our land. We have to respect it. So there is a way to find a balance here, and science has an important role to play in that, and that's what I'm offering. So I'm donating the science, the laboratory analysis, and you can rely on me to tell the truth about what we're finding, because I'm not funded by the government. They can't yank funding. I'm not funded by the oil companies. Don't have any financial ties to any oil companies. And I am Native American, and I am an environmentalist. So, and I am a Trump supporter. So all these things combined mean that I'm actually very well positioned to be the right guy to do this kind of testing. So check out cwclabs.com to contact us. If you're part of a Native American community and you want us to test your water, we can get you instructions on how to send us samples for testing. And we'll be happy to do that testing for you at no charge. as part of our donation effort. It's funded by the sales of our products at the Health Ranger store. So just go to healthrangerstore.com. We have over 600 products there: personal care, superfood, dietary supplements, soap, shampoo, you know, free of synthetic garbage chemicals. Everything is super cleaned. Everything is laboratory tested and verified. Everything is guaranteed. It's the cleanest online retailer on the planet for all the products you need for your home and lifestyle. So check that out, healthrangerstore.com, and we'll be supporting Native American communities in the meantime. So let's be pro-energy independent, but let's also be pro-environment. Let's protect the environment. Let's use good science. Let's protect Native Americans. And let's also get the hell out of the Middle East as quickly as we can and have our own energy here in North America. Thanks for listening. Take care. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.